Yeah, the short little stubby antennas that come with the radios are great for, you know, really, you know, short distance, or if you're at a hand pass or something like that. But if you really want the signal to get out, putting a better antenna on it makes a big difference. If that's an 18-inch antenna, it's probably about a half wave, which is, or half wave or three-quarter wave. Anyway, it'll give you a little bit of gain. I'm using an ancient ICOM 32AT from like 1990, but it's got a, you know, a replacement antenna on it as well, and it makes a big difference. Those little ones don't have very good gain. They don't always tend to have a great SWR either. You know, it's just something to, I guess, get the signal out of the connector. But, not familiar with the FT5, but I'm sure it's one of the newer digital radios. I haven't gone over in that. I haven't done the digital Wires X D4FM. Just haven't really gotten into any of that.
Yeah, I think that stuff could be a bit overwhelming. And I'm not really too much into it. I mean, there's a couple of repeaters that get on the Wires X and, you know, the other Fusion and all that kind of good stuff. But, yeah, I'm not. I've talked a couple times. I don't like that digital sound and to the radio. It just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me. I've got a DMR Yaesu Fusion. It's a DMR hotspot, but it crossed platforms to that Fusion and all that stuff, but I'm not hip to it too much, but works all right. But, you know, if you want to talk around the world, you can do it. Sit on the back porch and talk into that and then into the internet. You know, and I tell people, new people that do this, I've only been doing this a few years, and, you know, if you're going to pick something, pick two things and stick with it. Otherwise, you're going to overwhelm yourself and you're going to want to get out of the hobby. It's just so much, and you can really, really overwhelm yourself. Back to you.